I hope for children to be a part of an inclusive, diverse community, a non-segmented, integral as one community. There are many groups in the community, BAME, LGBTQ, various religious faiths, families of underprivileged, wealthy, privileged, families of disabled, autistic children, and many, many more. I would like to see a community of people, and that's it, people, a community of people. Because integrating everyone, we can learn from each other. And this one community can be one kind, safe, supportive future for our children. I hope my children and all other children are safe at home, in school, or a childcare setting, or even a public place. So I hope that the current knife crime is no longer or much reduced, as it is an ever-playing worry on my mind. I hope that all children are safe from abuse in all of its forms, whether it's domestic violence or just a volatile home life, might be family members of addiction, alcoholism, and all other forms of abuse. So I hope that there's services and support in all fields that are easily accessible. People know about it, that they're known, and it's known that they're there, and you can get help if you need it, and it's available when it's needed. I hope it's not needed at all, but if it is, it needs to be there. And finally, I hope my children can grow up. My children and all children and next generation community can grow up with clean air, fresh water, because the environment and climate change is ever present in people's minds. So I really hope that the future is bright and not glum, and we start doing things now to make the change and make things happen. I hope that children and families and don't have to use food banks. That people just live and can have the main essentials to live in. Food banks is just such a strange way to having to get by. You should have enough to get by. I hope the system's more rigid, that the community speaks out and shows where the faults lie and that they're corrected and everything is as it should be. I hope it gets better. I also hope that dental health and access to NHS and doctors is still, if not as accessible as it is now, more educational and accessible, especially for children with dental health. I think it's more on my mind, learning about it, being more forthcoming with teaching them about health and dental care and health care and access to sports. Some sports are very expensive and not even approachable to try. So I hope that in the future that all sports are available to try, and you're able to try new skills or have a go at a variety of sports and activities or crafts or whatever it is you want to try, that you can at least have a go. I just thought So support and services isn't just for people in need. It isn't just for the addicts or the domestic violence and the people that are really hard up, but services are needed for everyone. Everyone in the community needs to know what their options are, what the choices are, whether it's childcare choices, funding, needed to know the school application process, as well as support with grief. You could have everything right and be doing really well, but grief itself can really set one back. Support and services are needed across the board and to be available and accessible for children, young people and their families. For grief, disabilities, autism, prominently at the moment mental health, financial, educational, your entitlements. You might have a change of circumstances and not know what to do or where to go. I've spoken about the abuse and services on that note. But what about the perinatal, antenatal, breastfeeding, speech and language, diet support, summer schools, where can you take your kids and sign your kids up to? What is available to them? I mean, off the top of my head, I can think of Scouts and Brownies, but I couldn't tell you much more than that, and some toddler groups and summer schools. But is there more? I don't know. But all of these should be known and open to everybody. But I just hope, in general, children have the basic needs and necessities to go forward and make decisions about what they want to do. Have fun, have their health, safe home, food on the table, food in their bellies, an education, and the option of doing whatever they wish to try to do, whether it's gymnastics, rowing, math, science, skateboarding, just choice. Options and choice and support.